Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone, welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was talking in the Trello with Auntie Scott. That's our new name for Auntie Vera Charles. And by the way, I should take a royalty on that because I named him. So, you know, Auntie Vera Charles, once upon a time, there was a podcast called Vera Speaks for Real. And Auntie Vera was the host of that show. And we know that person. We all know that person. It's Auntie Vera Charles, but his real name is Scott. His social security number is, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, and so we're friends. I am personal friends with a celebrity. And so he will hang out in the chat room when we do Mix Minus, and he, you know, That darn Elvis, that dang Elvis is also a level 13 podcast. Some of you guys who listen to Geeky Gay and don't listen to Mix Minus may not know about level 13. Level 13 is our super secret club that we have for all of our really hardcore listeners. And really, it's all reward, no risk to you guys, because you get extra content from both Throwing Down and not Throwing Down. I keep saying that. That's another podcast that I'm on. You get extra content from That Darn Elvis, but you also get extra content from Mix Minus. And on Mix Minus, we record at least an hour before the show and an hour after the show. So you get two additional hours of rambling per week. So anyway, regardless, we did a bonus show that had myself, Auntie Vera Charles, and Daniel. And we'll do more of those. I don't really mention it much on this show because I don't currently do any extra content for Geeky Gay, because I sit down, I record my 10 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever it is, and then I'm done. There's not really any extra content that I could do. I'm sure I could think of something, but there's nothing that I currently do. So I don't really mention it, but maybe one day, maybe I'll think of something to do. But if you want to join Level, and there's no, you guys don't have to do anything except email and ask, say, I want to join Level 13, and we will add you. You get your own special Discord chat with all of us, and you also get that bonus content. So, but I named Auntie Scott last week in the chat room. Scott and Drew were hanging out with us and listening to Mix Minus, and Auntie Vera Charles is trying to start going by his real name now, by Scott. And I was saying that I get very confused because in Discord, he was Auntie Vera Charles. That was his nickname in Discord. And so when I'm reading something in the chat room, I was reading Auntie Vera Charles, but then I said, you know, he probably doesn't want me to do that because on That Dang Elvis, he always says, no, Daniel, call me Scott. And he corrects Daniel every time. So anyway, I decided that I was going to mix the two. So I'm always calling him Scott, but I still get to say Auntie. So it's Auntie Scott. So it's a new thing. Everyone needs to call him Auntie Scott. And I want royalties. I want royalties from now into eternity. So I noticed I had quite a few Twitter messages, and I'm not sure which one of them are related to this show and which are related to Mix Minus. So I'm going to go ahead and read some of them here and respond to them. Dean Barney says, thanks for sharing your egg cooking preferences. I think you need a psychiatric intervention. Love you, Adam. Bye. So why would I need, I don't quite get it. Are you saying that the way I like my eggs is bad? Like you don't like runny yolks? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying that I put way too much thought into it? Or are, you know, why would my preference on egg style of cooking make me crazy? There are lots of things that make me crazy, but I don't think my egg preferences are one of those things. Scott says, and this is not anti-Scott, this is Scott the Seder, another famous podcaster, says, I don't get you people like Geeky Gay TV who wear shoes indoors. That's just not right. I added the that. Well, Scott, the reason I wear, and I've talked about this, and probably I mentioned it on Mix Minus, but the main reason that I wear shoes now, I used to be like you and wear socks all the time, but not shoes. But I started, I don't know if it's because I gained weight or just because I'm getting old, but all this weight gain that has happened and the fact that I'm getting older and older, my heels started hurting, both of them, around the same time, and it would be pretty painful. And I don't know what it is. I don't really like to go to the doctor. And so I did my own research and I found that plantar fasciitis, whatever, can cause heel pain. And apparently it's something that eventually would go away, or you can buy what you can, like, get a tennis ball and roll your foot over a tennis ball. There are other things you can do. But I found that wearing shoes, it hurts a lot less. And so I started wearing shoes all over the house because my feet would hurt, and my heel would hurt so bad that I would literally have to tiptoe around the house. Or I would limp, because every time I stepped down, it would be painful. And then I would be limping around like an old man. And so that's why I wear shoes around the house. But now the heel pain has mostly stopped. So if it was plantar fasciitis, like some of the stuff that I researched said, then they were right that eventually it goes away, because it is going away. One foot is completely healed and the other foot is mostly not painful. Occasionally there'll be a day or two when I'll feel a little bit of pain, but it's a lot less. So doing a lot better. I'm glad you're so concerned. Big Fatty said, you don't live where your feet get cold, in response to Scott. There was quite a conversation about wearing shoes. Scott says he's a socks guy. He always has on a pair of socks. Now, I will say this, Scott, I do wear socks in bed. I don't like to have bare feet. And Baron Frosty agrees with me. He says the only time he's shoeless is in bed. And he says his arches would kill him if he walked around on hard floors all day with bare feet. See, for Baron, for me, it's my heels. I don't know, you know. I would think I had cancer, except it's both heels. So I the chances of getting a tumor in both heels at the same time is unlikely. And then he says you get these black stains on your feet if you walk around barefoot all the time. Scott says his floor should be cleaner. So there was a back and forth, and then Baron posted a hideous picture of a very dirty foot. And that was kind of that whole conversation. So Gary Bearden was responding to yesterday when I said I was contemplating telling my mom about when I sang in the Turtle Creek Kraut. You know, he said, I think your mother would be so proud of you. Please share the DVD with her. Thanks for sharing about your mother. So, you know, after I recorded the show, I text messaged my mom and I texted her a link to one of the songs, the one I played on the show. I didn't tell her why. I texted her the link. And she called me and she said, oh my gosh, son, that's so beautiful. Who is that? And I just kind of told her, I said, oh, that's the Turtle Creek Chorale. It's a gay chorus. I was in it for 5 years. And I never told you about it. And she said, man, we missed a lot. I said, I know. And that was it. It was very uneventful. You know, there were no tears, nothing, like no gnashing of teeth. And I told her that I had a DVD and some CDs and stuff and that I would share it with her. And she said she'd love to hear it and see the DVD. And so that was it. We pretty much left it at that. So it was kind of, you know, it wasn't as much of an event as I thought it was going to be. But, you know, I guess I took a step in the right direction at least. Scotty posted a picture of a burger that has beef, bacon, egg, pineapple, beetroot. We just say beets here. Onions, lettuce, and tomato for $10.50. And Kathy Bacon thinks if he added pickle juice, I would love it. I'm not a big fan of beets. And I don't really think, why would you put beets and pineapple on a burger? I'm not feeling that. But the beef, bacon, egg, onion, lettuce, and tomato, those are all fine. As long as it's not that white, nasty part of iceberg lettuce. Ugh. And Dean Barney says he agrees with Gary that he says, you're a sweet, kind, good man, Adam. Your mother is proud of you, whatever you do. Thank you, Dean. Mark, Laughing Buddha, says, hey, geeky gay, dietary cholesterol comes from animal products. Essentially, any animal that has a liver produces cholesterol. Meat, seafood, dairy, and eggs. Your own body also produces cholesterol. Oh, thanks, Mark. Well, there you go. I think I'm doing okay, though. I just feel like eggs have a lot of cholesterol. Eggs and red meat. And then he also says, I'm screaming Joan Rivers in my home office right now. I did love that song at the beginning. Well, thank you, Mark. I'm glad you loved the song. I do, too. It's so pretty. I sang along with it 3 or 4 times yesterday. And I can still sing, kind of. And, yeah, it's Joan Rivers. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. And then there was some talk about Big Fatty said I should do a blender model for Baron Frosty so he can figure out how to arrange his furniture. I am a blender expert, you know. I'll get right to that. Alrighty, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.